The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bumshift. How are you, dear? Bumshaft, excuse me. How are you, dear? Haven't seen you in a while. It's a pleasure.
Good to be with you again,
John. To have you back. I missed you. And before we get to our first guest, I want to tell everybody what Project Independence is, and it is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do this with the most important thing to remember is 311. You call 311 for any questions because we have partnerships with transportation. We have transportation for shopping. We have transportation for medical visits. All during the week, we have social programs, mental stimulation programs, social work services, blood pressure screenings, you name it. Within the town of North Hempstead, there's a program to help you out. So this radio program is part of Project Independence. I mean, the amount of information just coming from this each week is tremendous. So the important number to remember, as I say, is 311. And our first guest today is Dr. Parikh. And I'm saying that correctly. And Dr. Parikh is the chief resident of ophthalmology at Northwell, which is North Shore LIJ Healthcare System on Long Island. Good morning.
That's right. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure. A pleasure for you to be here. I know you were talking to Iris outside a little bit earlier, but I like to start off with, how did you get into this field?
So
let's go back to high school.
So I was in medical school and I was doing my rotations, and you know, we rotate through different departments because you find out what exactly you like. And ophthalmology, you know, deals with vision and protecting people's vision, preventing them from losing vision. And the treatments that are available now with the advanced technology can really, in some cases, restore vision. And can, you know, when you restore vision, you restore functionality.
Okay.
You reduce their risk of falls, reduce risk of car accidents, and actually make people's lives much better.
Keep their independence.
And I thought that aspect of it was pretty rewarding.
That's tremendous, especially for the program that we do here. But for the seniors, you're right. When you have a few things that start to slow you down, and that's at any age, even as a teenager.
Right.
You know, a young adult. I mean, if your vision is bad, my mother-in-law has macular degeneration.
Degeneration, that's right, yeah.
You know, she doesn't drive anymore.
Right.
No, we're going to be talking about that today. Yes, an encouragement.
And she takes medications and stuff, but they just, you know, there's certain things.
Exactly. It really limits your life, you know. So if you can help someone with their vision, I think it's you could restore their independence.
Okay. Is there a younger age, and we're going to talk about seniors, we're talking about everything today, but is there something, you know, like obviously from your heart you should exercise and keep your weight under control, etc. Are there preventative things to help with your eyes?
And a lot of, you know, that's a great question, and a lot of it is the same stuff to protect your heart.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, your eyes are connected to the rest of your body. They're connected to your heart. They get blood from the heart. Diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol have all been shown to cause problems and disease in the eyes.
Wow, okay.
So really, you know, when we have, you know, diabetes can lead to something called diabetic retinopathy, which leads to leaky vessels in the back of your eyes and lots of problems down the line in the eyes. Many times a day we're telling patients, listen, you have to control your blood pressure, your sugar. These things will protect your eyes down the line.
Okay.
So it's really almost the same advice.
And exercise as well.
Exercise.
Say why.
Exercise, of course. Yeah. You know, good for your heart, good for the circulation, good for your eyes.
Okay.
Really, because the eyes need oxygen.
Right.
And a lot of these things are dependent upon oxygen as far as the eyes are concerned, so that the actual movement of your body stimulates that oxygenation throughout the whole body.
That's interesting. Okay.
I think that's a good point. And I just want to keep in mind, you know, even if you can't run a marathon like you used to, you know, even if you're brisk walking.
By saying I used to, that's why, thank you.
but even if your exercise is brisk walking or walking in place, these things will help.
Okay, that, you know, that's tremendous, because I had no idea that, you know, the concept of the eyes and oxygen or anything else. So I'm just, you know, I think it was Carrots years ago or something like that. Jade Carrots is supposed to be good for your eyes. But being physically fit.
And Dr.
is a
Deep,
benefit.
Dr. Deep didn't just say walking, actually. I like what you said. You said brisk walking.
Right, that's sort of
like aerobic exercises, which is an encouragement, which is what they say to do, more aerobic exercise within one's capacity, of course.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, I think you have to get the heartbeat up to a certain level. Otherwise, you know, this stroll down, strolling is nice. It's something better than just sitting and watching TV. But I agree, you have to get the heart rate to a certain level, whatever that is.
And it's good for the brain as well.
Right. And you know when you're doing it, when you're exercising.
Yeah, you'll know.
If you're floating around doing nothing.
And Project Independence has classes like this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Part of our exercise.
Again, that's the 311 number. Are there in the Yes We Can Community Center? They're Clinton G. Martin, Zumba, Tai Chi, Qigong. You name them. During the course of a week.
Fitness exercises.
There's some place.
And one does what can.
Yes.
And sometimes one finds out one can do more than one thought.
Right, exactly. A very popular.
Excuse me. Yeah. And they're all free.
Right, everything. Well, most are free. There are some courses. The exercises are free. But then you always have to make sure 99% of them are free. But for argument's sake, you don't want a person. I mean, and the ones that aren't, it's $5 or $10. It's not like going to break the bank, but that's not the point. if somebody thinks it's free, $5 is a lot of money.
Sure.
So, one other condition that we can touch on, and I hear from so many people, and younger people too. I know people in their 65s and 70s, which I didn't realize, is cataracts. What even is cataracts?
Okay.
Or are cataracts, whatever the proper term is.
Right. So cataracts are, they're a normal part of the aging process. When I talk to patients, I explain it like, as you get older, none of us are getting any younger, right? So as you get older, you'll develop maybe white hair. Your hair could become white. A lot of times, if you live long enough, you will develop.
John is looking at you. He would like that.
I'd like hair in general.
and cataract, if you live long enough, you're likely to develop cataracts. And what it is you're naturally born with a lens that sits in the eye, and the lens helps focus light onto your retina. And then, the retina converts this light into an electrical signal, sends it to the brain, basically.
You're talking to a moron here. The lens is the dark part of the eye.
No, so everyone has an iris.
That's the iris.
we have an iris, and everyone has an iris.
Oh, that's why iris is here today.
I'm representing.
and the iris is the colored part of your lens. So, people have blue eyes, they have brown eyes.
Okay.
That's the color of the iris. Behind the iris sits the lens.
Okay.
So it's behind the iris. And the lens, over time, gets cloudy and impairs your ability to see things clearly. So patients, in their 60s, they might say, or even at any age, really, they might say, hey, the glare from the headlights of cars is bothering me. Or things are just cloudy, and they're not as sharp as they used to be.
Well, colors have changed for you.
That's right.
Oh, colors too, okay.
Yeah, colors can become a little more yellow. And really can impair your driving, can impair everything. Ophthalmologists have really, there's been advances in cataract surgery. And they're able to take out that old lens and put a new plastic lens in the eye basically clearing up vision.
Right.
And in some cases, allowing patients to see almost 20/20 if they have no other eye problems.
It's amazing.
You have a wonderful agenda. Let's, move on with that as well.
Macular degeneration?
Degeneration, yes. Glaucoma?
Yes. So cataracts is one thing that can affect the eye. Other things me and Iris were talking about earlier include macular degeneration, which I think Iris was mentioning that some of our patients may have questions about, the different kinds of macular degeneration. There's a dry form. There's a wet form.
Okay.
Also, like cataracts, something that happens sort of as you age. I mean, the official name for it is age-related macular degeneration. So it's sort of in its name that it's a condition that we see as people get older.
Okay. You mentioned dry and wet.
Dry and wet, yeah. Two different.
Just give me a little more on that.
Two different forms. The dry form is the more common form, but can progress to the wet. And the wet form often is associated with pretty severe vision loss. Iris and I were talking about it. In the last maybe 10, 15 years or so, there's been tremendous new treatments for the wet form in particular.
What actually is it?
So basically, it's a breakdown of one of the membranes in the back of the eye. And because of that breakdown in that membrane, blood vessels can grow in and leak blood.
Okay.
Into the eye, into the back of the eye.
And that's what's blocking the vision, the blood, actually.
Yeah, it's distorting the vision. And the problem is the macula is responsible for, I don't know, 90-something percent of your vision. It's your central vision. So when you can't, when you have macular degeneration, you can still see the peripheral, the sides, but you, that center vision is blocked. And so you could have trouble seeing your faces of people, for example, because that central vision is blocked.
Driving.
Right.
Driving, of course, driving would be more difficult.
So literally, if I'm saying it right, I got to move my, so just like I'm be looking at Iris now, I'm not going to see Iris.
But you could see me,
maybe.
But if
I turn, I'll see you. So
exactly.
I have to go like this to see Iris. Right. Technically, I have to turn your head.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
And, you know.
It's very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very serious condition. The wet form now has these treatments that can be given in the office. There are injections actually into the eye of medication. You made a face. It's not the most, it's injections. I understand injections into the eye, not the most pleasant. But it is.
Well, if you're going to be able to see.
If you're, exactly.
Right.
If it's going to restore your vision and you're going to be able to see someone's face, then you know.
I would assume that they anesthetize the eye so you do not feel the injection.
Right. Maybe a little pressure.
Yeah, but you're still seeing it coming. That's the issue. But cataracts, you have to be awake for that too, right?
You can give a little bit of, you can numb the eye a little bit. But but it's a very well-tolerated surgery. You know, cataract surgery, I think, is the most common surgery performed in the country.
Well, now I agree, and people, the next day they're fine, it seems, and they're going back 2 days later, take the patch off, and it really, that's a tremendous surgery for the effects of it. I mean,
they called it miracle surgery.
Yeah, it's the truth, though. And I've heard people, one very dear friend of mine, maybe she had it 6 months ago, but she was thrown off by color. But she's had it for so many years.
She got used to it.
She didn't realize, like, the napkins. And then when, it was the napkins you referred to. And then when she took them out, like, the following week, she realized they were beautiful white. But she was seeing them as, like, cream.
I had one patient. She was elderly, and she had poor vision. And after cataract surgery, on one of the follow-up visits, the daughter told me, you know, now she's complaining my house is a mess.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she never complained before.
But if she had macular degeneration, that would be worse.
Right, that's true, too.
So tell us what other treatments are available.
So, you know, for the wet form, they have these injections that have, just in the last few years, really changed treatment options. Because before, it was limited. It was more limited. You know, there are vitamins you'll see. Iris had questions. We had questions about
please
the vitamins.
Go ahead, because you and I have pre-talked this.
Okay, right. Good.
So, you know, a lot of patients wonder, like, is there something, you know, is there something I can take to help prevent further progression of macular degeneration or prevent me from developing this? They have something called AREDS 2 vitamins.
By Bausch & Lomb.
Yes. I think it's Pressure Vision is one of them, but there's some on the market. They're AREDS 2 vitamins, and they have a formula that is based on a study that was done that showed that patients with intermediate or advanced AMD, age-related macular degeneration in one eye, advanced in one eye or intermediate, you have a reduction in the risk by about as much as 25% of progressing to advanced macular degeneration if you take a certain set of AREDS2 vitamins. Unfortunately, the study didn't show much benefit if you have the very early stages of macular degeneration or if you don't have it. So it's really for people that – it benefits people the most, it seems, who already have intermediate or advanced in one eye.
And it's over-the-counter.
It is – yeah, exactly. It's over-the-counter. You don't need a prescription for these.
No,
just
no.
Before we go to break, is macular degeneration – hereditary? I mean, if your parent has it, you have it, or one hasn't, there's no connection.
No. There's definitely a lot of things in the eye that, you know, glaucoma, macular degeneration, there's a genetic component to it.
Oh, there is.
There is. So if you have a family history, definitely bring that up when you see your eye doctor. Let them know, because it sort of influences a little bit if you're at risk for it or not.
And particularly the effects of diabetes on the eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can touch.
We're going to touch on that when we come back. Okay, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.